This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with another week of information. I start the hour off with a focus on some of the ag news, and then through the course of the program we'll meet somebody who has created a farm and maybe an idea for you. I think that's what we're all about here, giving you new ideas, things that you can pursue to make your farm more viable. This certainly is a time when we're all challenged, no question about that. This is the connection between farm, families, food, the locavores who love to eat and drink what they find on the local dairy farms or what they can find the local farmers that are growing great produce. And this is the time of year when everybody's getting excited because things have been planted, the earth is being worked, and fertilizer is being spread, and it is good. But then the reality sets in about the coronavirus and what uncertainty that brings to all of us who are farmers, especially dairy farmers. So a lot of news this week that's focused on the world of agriculture and dairy. We all know about the situation with Dairy Farmers of America and Dean Foods and Borden's and all of that sort of thing. In terms of farms, there are thousands of cases of coronavirus that have been confirmed, farmers and their families. The number of infected individuals certainly is growing and growing and growing. The situation with us doing trade deals with China has been much in our mind during the last quarter of the last year and the first part of this year before the outbreak of coronavirus sort of took over everything. The effect on dairy prices around the world, global dairy trade items saw the value of whole milk going down over 2%, almost 3% in some areas, and the value of some cheeses going up. So there's good news and there's bad news. There's so much uncertainty surrounding the virus and how it's going to affect the people who work on the farm. Are we going to be able to grow stuff, to plant it, to harvest it? What are we going to be able to do? And so in terms of dairy, China is the world's largest importer of dairy products because they don't have many farms that they don't have many cows. So they buy lots of milk, fluid milk and cheese and yogurt and powder and that sort of thing. The consumers lack confidence in the safety of their own domestic product. That's why they are clamoring for more and more things. This is really an interesting reality. The Chinese people don't like the government. They don't like the products that are grown. Here we are buying all kinds of crap from China. Look at the things that you use in your shop or the things that are in our everyday life. They come from China. Yet the people over there don't want to buy or use the products that are made there or grown there. So I find that to be very telling. They've imported a lot of milk over there from Australia and New Zealand and that sort of thing. But there is uncertainty to dairy in our country, but apparently milk production has gone back up a little bit because there were, according to the trade deals, more milk offerings that were going to go to China. Now, whether the gig is up or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, dairy farmers who are meeting the challenges of having the coronavirus as the number one thing that we're all concerned about, the impact on the markets, I find it very interesting to look around at what producers are doing. The business where the FDA confirming that heat treatment, for example, kills coronaviruses in milk. That's one of the reasons that we think this is the first time coronavirus has been around. No, that's not true at all. Coronavirus has been with us for a long time, and it has been a problem in milk that was poorly prepared. When you're not treating the cows properly when they're sick, or when you're not cleaning their teats, or when you're not cleaning the facilities well, that's a perfect time for something like coronavirus to come in, just like E. coli and salmonella, listeria, all of that stuff. There are bugs galore that love to get in, these pathogens that want to get into milk. You got to keep everything clean as can be, especially if you're selling raw milk. But the pasteurization that we go through, the process, is aimed at getting rid of everything that there is in the milk. And it does. It gets rid of the taste and the nutritional value as well. So it'd be nice to find a happy medium. But there have been strains of coronavirus that have been present in milk, and also in domestic livestock. You know, some cattle have the coronavirus as well. So what do you do? The coronavirus and cows, what do you do to keep it from putting you out of business? Also, you can get the coronaviruses in poultry and, other kinds of birds, that sort of thing. So the dairy farmers, beef farmers, not necessarily worried, at least on the animal side, but I think they're concerned about consumption and what all of this does to the desire for a product from a cow. Milk, cheese, ice cream. I know I sell ice cream on my farm in Massachusetts, and the prices of it at wholesale are way up this year because apparently they can't find the outfit that I use to produce it. They're very upscale and it's very expensive. So in other news, the diseases, there are other things that bother cows, viral diseases that bother cows that don't bother humans, and then vice versa. Members of the family of viruses have been around for a long time. This is not new. The way it was created and spread is new, created in the laboratory, but the idea of these viruses has been around for a long time. MERS, remember that, from the Middle East, and SARS from Southeast Asia. But none of those things have ever affected cows. The families, however, they get sick with it. It does affect, though, I'm remembering in my mind, baby pigs have a problem with this stuff. And I don't know why, but they do. So anyway, make sure, I think the bottom line here is that all your facilities are as clean as possible. And also, later in my commentary, I'm going to talk about the business of seeking help. For those of you who are in dire straits financially, there is hope. I'll talk about that later on. In a few minutes, we're going to meet Julie Harrison, who is the garden fairy. We'll find out about her. Right now, staying healthy, number one thing that you can do for yourself, getting enough rest. Farmers this time of year, burning candles at both ends, got to get a good night's rest. You work, get up in the morning at dawn, go work until dark, have dinner, go to bed, do it all over again. Make sure that you have the right circumstances in your home to get a good night's rest. My advice is that you go to MyPillow.com, take advantage of the 66% off on all their products. Use the promo code DJV in this circumstances. The regular premium MyPillow sell for $79. You can buy it for $29 right now at MyPillow.com. Same thing with the standard or queen size pillows. Normally they're $69. You buy them for $24.99 right now. Wash them, dry them, keep them clean. Keep all of the things that you use from MyPillow, whether it's the sheets, any of the accoutrements, the mattress cover. Get them all, use them, 10-year warranty, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's right. All of these things available right now. Use the promo code DJV. Shop to your heart's content. They'll help you finance things if you spend more than $200. Stay healthy with MyPillows. Save money with MyPillows. Use the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedoms. And now, as we all fight the coronavirus, vulnerable veterans have little or no contact with their family or hospital volunteers and staff. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, creates, manufactures, and distributes therapeutic art and crafts projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
At Sprint, our priority is keeping our customers, employees, and communities safe. During these uncertain times, we want you to get the great service you expect without leaving the safety of your home. Sprint.com makes shopping easier by offering free next-day shipping and no activation fees on our best new phone deals, like the amazing iPhone 11. Lease it for just $15 a month when you switch to Sprint. For now, shopping online at Sprint.com is the best way to learn about our plans, buy new phones, and get the services you need. Stay healthy and go to Sprint.com today. iPhone 11, 64GB, $15 per month after 14-17 monthly credit applied within two bills. Requires new line of service, 18-month lease, and approved credit. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Offer and coverage not available everywhere. $30 activation fee, taxes, and restrictions apply.
I want to introduce you to Julie Harrison. Julie, the garden fairy. As a matter of fact, on the social media websites, Facebook and Instagram, etc., you can find Julie at Julie the Garden Fairy. She's done a lot of video work. She's all over social media. She's a landscape designer and decorator, but she has a real flair, as you can see when you go to juliesharrison.com. Got a real flair for style. Horticulture is very important. She knows how to get her hands dirty.
I'm the real deal. I feel like, you know, if you're going to be out there promoting flowers and horticulture and gardening, like, you got to get in the dirt, you know?
Absolutely. How'd you get started? What's your background?
Doug, I've always been into gardening. I grew up on a small farm here in Connecticut. One of my first real jobs was working on a tobacco farm. So I've been attracted to plants. I know. See, I told you I know how to get my hands dirty.
Right. That's good.
And then I was in high school. I was in the FFA, and I studied plant science through our agri-science program. And then I went on to UConn to study horticulture, and that's what I got my bachelor's degree in. I had a major in horticulture, a minor in landscape design, and I mean, I just kept going. I first job out of college was a horticulturalist at a private golf club, and then just one thing led to the next, and here I am on my family farm again, raising flowers and doing these fun things. It's just like, you know, if you had asked me when I was growing up, would I be here? I don't know, but I'm so glad to be doing this. It's so great.
Well, there are a lot of people who give their left arm, their right arm to live as you do. I feel very fortunate myself. I pinch myself every once in a while to look at the situation that I find myself in on my farm here in Massachusetts. We're not that far from each other. You're in West Suffield, some great farms down in that neck of the woods. And, you know, they beg to be treated properly in this day and age. You see so many farms, because of the sad reality with farming, farmers can't keep up with some of these great old buildings that they have. And so they lapse into, they almost, you know, you look around, you can drive through many of the places in New England, around the country, in fact, where houses and barns have just been let to fall apart.
The struggle is real. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
No, it is absolutely real. And the thing that you point out, I don't know what your husband does for a living, but most people now on the farm have to have another job. They can't really, they can't devote themselves 100% as much as they would like to full-time farming. I can't. I have to do my radio work. I couldn't run the farm if I didn't have the radio work. Although, the way the business is now, I'm not sure which is going to become more dependent on which. But it's just the reality that we have to do. We've got to be able to bend, and that's why I like to have people like you here to give us some ideas. So we'll continue getting more of the Julie Harrison story. Julie, the Garden Fairy, is here with us this week on The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And bright light in the world of agriculture and ideas, and that's really kind of what it's all about. She does a lot of things on television and radio to help people understand what they can do, give people ideas for growing things in the garden. This is the time of year when because this is, Julie, a combo approach, the family, the farm, the food, all a part of the American Family Farmer focus, and getting people to grow things at home. I think this year there's going to be a lot more than that. Somebody approached me, as a matter of fact, I think it was last week, to set aside 4 or 5 acres on my farm for community gardens. Have people come in, will you teach them how to grow stuff? But that's really it. So many people have been so removed from agriculture, they don't know, never mind how to grow things, they don't know even where to grow them. So that's true.
And I love what you're saying, Doug, about diversifying on the farm. I mean, that's what it's all about, especially here in these little, smaller family farms across the country. You know, agriculture's changing so much, and we are forced to diversify. But I love that it gives us these new opportunities, and it pushes us to be more creative in how we do things. So on our farm, we raise some beef cows. We have the flower farm going. We have a little flock of chickens for some eggs. And I've never been more proud, especially these days with the coronavirus and social distancing. I mean, I feel like I have so much more to offer my family as a gardener, and I'm even offering things to my community. It's so wonderful. You know what we did, Doug, right at the beginning of COVID and social distancing? We started to do ding-dong ditch with flower arrangements from our farm. So we put together little flower arrangements, and we went around, rang doorbells, ran back in the car, and drove off, just giving a little bit of love and brightness into people's lives.
Sweet.
And I have to tell you, Doug, you know, I like to think that, you know, we brought a little sunshine to everybody that got flowers, but it did more for our family. I mean, we just felt so great to do this. And I feel like this is, there are these little small things that all of us can do. You know, maybe it's dropping off a dozen eggs, bring them some flowers. Just, you know, these little things can make such a difference.
See, what you've done is help not only these people, but you help your family, your two daughters, learning great lessons by seeing you giving and participating. This way, they learn the lesson, so it continues on and on and on. Your husband does what? Is he a farm kid like you are, or what's his
background? Well, he's not. He actually works in healthcare. So of all things, we're especially grateful right now for the work that he's doing. But, you know, like you said, we have to diversify these days. So, you know, we've got to have that health insurance. But we're grateful. So we have a good balance. It's the yin and yang.
Yeah, that is a good balance. So I want to start with this here. We have to pause again in a second. But the business of teaching people to grow. I'm wondering whether folks can they come to your farm, although now probably isn't a good time. We're trying to separate ourselves. But with all the video stuff that you do and all of the things online, you can teach people how to grow things. And this is even in your own backyard. Even if you don't think you have enough land, you do. You got any kind of land at all. 100%. Right?
100%. Even if you're in an apartment, if you have a balcony, you can do gardening. I love all of the possibilities with container gardening. My last live video on Facebook on Julie the Garden Fairy, check me out there, Doug. We did a video about how to start some greens, and it's so easy. There's so much that you can do right now, and I just love showing folks how easy it is to do, that anybody can do it.
Julie Show and Tell. All right, Julie Harrison here with Doug Steffen on this week's American Family.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Second half hour of the American Family Farmer Program. Julie Harrison, who's delightful, is here telling us her experiences, the gardening info that she passes along. You know, as you were talking, I was remembering a conversation I had last year with somebody, and I took this person up. I'm promoting his product on my farm, and I actually gave a bunch of them away at Christmas time. Are you familiar with Let Us Grow? Do you know that?
No.
If you're on, okay.
I feel like I need to know this.
Look it up and see what this fellow is teaching people. He's allowing, you know, you can, for a couple hundred bucks, buy one of these things. I gave it to my grandson first for Christmas so he could watch stuff grow. He knows that I'm on the farm. He loves coming to the farm. He lives in Los Angeles near UCLA, so there's no land, so this thing is something you can put on the porch and you can watch stuff grow. And I just use it as an example of how people are now turning to understanding the benefits of teaching the youngsters how to get close to food again, because we've had a couple of generations of people pretty divorced from the food growth process, being around animals. What I do at my farm is open it up when the weather is good and we are safe, so that people take tours of the farm, they meet the cows, and they spend time understanding that just because the cows are big, that doesn't mean they're scary. And that kind of stuff. It's
so good to learn that milk comes from these cows and not from a box in the grocery store.
Well, but to go to couple with what you're doing, the idea of putting a seed in the ground and watching it grow. Have youngsters who are, that's what my grandson is, only five, but I want him to know how stuff, you know, what really works. So, but to, he gets so excited, they go out and his mother clips the stuff and put it in the salad, but he's watching things grow. He doesn't think the food comes from the grocery store. He now knows that it grows, and you can do the same thing.
I've been growing my whole life, and I still get excited when I see the seeds that I've planted starting to sprout out of the ground. I was just checking yesterday, our sugar snap peas are just jumping out of the ground, and I'm so excited. I mean, even though, you know, this is nothing new, I've seen this year after year, but it's so rewarding to see that you can grow your own things. And, you know, about those sugar snap peas, I got to tell you, my girls hardly let them get to maturity because we are so excited to pick them and eat them as fast as they're growing. It is such a good life lesson for our children. It's so rewarding for us. I always love to say that as a gardener, I've never had to have a gym membership in my life because I am out there. I am working hard in the garden. It's so good for my physical body, my emotional. This is like my therapist. I spend a couple hours in the garden, and I am just, I'm so grounded, and I'm feeling good, right? Yeah, it's so great.
Yeah, I think it is, and people don't understand the benefit. That you point out something very important, the physicality of this. The thing that I think has kept me healthy through all of my years has been being on the farm. Not only the physical exercise, I'm stronger than anybody else my size, even at my age, but it's the what it does in this time of the coronavirus, my immune system is enhanced by not only being outside, but being around things that improve, and I've grown up around it, messing with manure since I was a kid. All those things build up your immune system so that you know, can stave off stuff like this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think we are, as gardeners and farmers, we probably have some of the strongest immune systems, and not only are we, you know, growing this healthy food for ourselves, but our families, and it's just so, so great.
Well,
and,
strong immune system, strong physical bodies, being muscular and strong is a good thing, and you know, you don't have to go to the gym to do it, as you suggested. You get out there and work the land. So I'm curious as to the cow. You say you raise some beef. That's something I can't do. I can't raise anything and kill it. I just it doesn't work for me. But it does, you know, for some people. So what do you raise? What and how do you distribute the things that you're the beef or meat, poultry, whatever it is? Do you have a little shop there on the farm?
So we don't. We actually, like I said, we're really a small scale, diverse family farm, and so. Truly, the beef portion is something that my dad does, and he sells animals as a whole, or sometimes he'll have customers split the animal, and he brings them to a butcher who handles that part of it. So, you know, we raise the cows on grass and hay, and so, you know, we it's a very organic sort of style of raising animals here. And so we know that these animals have had good, healthy lives. And so we feel good about that. I hear what you're saying.
But the lesson here is you get out what you put in, and that goes for the stuff you put in the ground and the stuff you put in the animals. They're going to taste like, or the food's going to taste like. You can tell stuff that's grown in the smaller batches, if you will, because it doesn't have, and the way it's, the growth of it and what comes from it. I'm developing a composting system on my farm using not only leaves and grass clippings and stuff like that, but we're going to do food waste in it as well. And, you know, those sorts of things can help make the food that much better, and you just feel
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. We have a full circle here because we use the manure compost from the cows in the flower gardens and the the vegetable garden. So we just have this full cycle. And then, you know, I take the scraps from the produce and the flowers, you know, and the scraps from the food go to the cows. They love, yeah. They love that.
Well,
so it's just a full circle.
Yeah, and then again, I remind everybody, you can kind of follow what Julie's doing, Facebook and Instagram, at Julie the Garden Fairy. We're talking to Julie Harrison from Connecticut about what she's doing to help inspire people just with her enthusiasm, but the video work that she does, and a lot of people on listening to radio and television down in the Connecticut area get a great deal from her growing experiences. I mean that literally and figuratively. Speaking of growing, those of you who are too big, you've grown too much, you're the ones who are candidates. Those people who are going to have lung disease or cardiovascular disease because they're too big. Obesity is the problem that has caused a lot of these, I think it's 76% of the people that are suffering with the COVID-19 right now are people who are obese, people who are overweight. So if you want to stay healthy, now is the time. If you never had motivation enough in the past to lose weight, keep it off, be healthy, now is the time. Help yourself to help your family. Make sure that you have a good, long, healthy life by losing the weight, not getting your body compromised by the virus. Go to toploss.com. Look around at the advice that's come from people who have been involved in selling the Calitrin over the years, people who have taken it, the success stories, how it works. Let's look at your body type and see someone in there somewhere at toploss.com who's gone through the same exact thing that you have. Use those lessons to learn how it is. And well, I mean, you'll see with the way that they help you out, the supplements that have side benefits. That's what this is all about. An amazing success rate, 90-day program to 120 days. That's where you'll lose the weight and keep it off. They've been around for a long time. Calitrin, simply put, works. Go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, and get 3 bottles for the regular price, 3 bottles free. You want to buy 10 bottles, regular price, 10 bottles free, that sort of thing. That's the time of year to stock up on it. Maybe you give it to friends as a subtle reminder of how important it is to have your health. Lose the weight. Keep it off. Get the inspiration at toploss.com, where you can order using the code DJV. Not only do you not have to pay for shipping, but you can have this combination of buying 3 or more and get that many more free. That's toploss.com.
Do you know you might be overpaying for your Medicare supplement plan? Do you get lost in an alphabet maze of plans like A, B, C, D, and G, F? Would you like help getting out of the maze and finding the very best plan for you? We are experienced Medigap agents at Health IQ, and we are on a mission to give people like you fair and square Medigap rates. Health IQ is the only insurance agency that rewards seniors proactively working on their health, like eating right and exercising. You don't have to be an athlete to save money. We reward healthy lifestyles of all kinds. Do you take your vitamins and supplements? Do you stay active and in the know about things that impact your health? If so, you could save money with Health IQ. Let us help you take care of your Medicare supplement needs. To see if you qualify for exclusive savings on Medicare supplement insurance, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. To start saving, go to healthiq.com/Medigap. That's healthiq.com/Medigap.
Health IQ is an agency offering plans from different insurance carriers. No government or Medicare affiliation. Coverage and special rates not available in all counties or cases.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scout's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scott's.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Triple Action today.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Moving back into our American Family Farmer with Julie Harrison, go to juliesharrison.com. She's Julie the Garden Farmer. We're talking about the importance here of learning, teaching, making it easy for youngsters and, you know, and not just youngsters, but adults as well to see what you're doing. And I can tell by your attitude that you're pretty infectious. And I mean that in the best sense.
not in the
worst sense. That's a word we probably don't want to use too much today. But yeah, but it's important to be excited about what you have going on in life.
I love sharing. I love sharing my flowers with everyone and my ideas. And I like to show people that, you know, sometimes experts in their field feel like, you know what, it's my way, it's the right way and the only way. And what I found, Doug, is that with gardening, you know what, rules are made to be broken. And sure, with a few things, there are definitely steadfast black and white rules. But in a lot of ways with gardening, hey, what works for you may not work for me. What works for me may not work for you. And that's okay. But I like sharing what, you know, what I find works, and maybe that helps some people. And maybe, you know, sometimes I have followers who share with me what works for them, and I learn something too. So I feel like that's refreshing, and I'm okay with that.
How often do you update your videos and your blogs and that sort of thing when people visit Julie the Garden Girl or juliesharrison.com? How often do they see the Garden Fairy?
And I'm on Julie the Garden Fairy is on Facebook and Instagram. And, you know, I try to share beautiful pictures, if not every day, at least several times a week. I just did my last video, I think was about a week ago. And again, that was about planting some greens, lettuce, spinach, inside, outside. So I do it as often as I can. Of course, I always wish I had more time, but these days, Doug, I'm homeschooling my children because we're doing distance learning, of course, with COVID. So, you know, we're like you said, we're staying flexible and trying to just go with the flow over here.
What do you think is going to be the fate of farmers markets this year? I know the area you're in and around the country, they've spread the idea of farmers markets, something that I tout. But what's going to be their fate this year, do you think?
Because most of them are outside, hopefully we'll be able to just increase spacing between vendors. Hopefully they'll continue. I know I sell my flowers at our local farmers market, and so I'm hoping that we'll continue. I also have a flower stand at our farm, so folks that are close by can visit my stand still. I'm also bringing some flowers to a local dairy farm that has a farm store they've been able to stay open. So, you know, we're just trying to stay flexible. I don't know. There's so much uncertainty. It's pretty much day to day at this point.
It is. I want to grow daffodils. I'll have to consult you as to how to grow daffodils around. I think those are the most magnificent thing for bringing bees around. It's just fun. Dude, all this is fun. See Julie at juliesharrison.com. She's also at Julie the Garden Fairy on Facebook and Instagram. But you get her enthusiasm. This is stuff you can do at home. No matter what the size of your plot, grow something. Watch it grow. Yeah. Right now is a good time to make up your mind. Go buy some seeds and plant stuff and watch it grow. It's one of the things, maybe the many benefits of us changing the way we live somewhat. Julie, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Doug. Be well.
Julie Harrison on the American Family Farmer. Thanks again, Julie.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat, it's good for you.
A health threat anywhere is a health threat everywhere. I'm Dr. Phil. A new coronavirus outbreak called COVID-19 started in China and is spreading to many countries, including the U.S. It's critical to get the facts about how to protect our friends and loved ones. While CDC is working with states and communities to stop the spread of the virus, health workers and emergency response efforts need our support. The CDC Foundation, a nonprofit organization, is focusing on immediate and critical needs that help protect our communities here at home and those around the world. We can all play a role in stopping this deadly virus. Get updates, learn how to protect your friends and family, and find out how to help. Go to cdcfoundation.org. That's cdcfoundation.org. Together, our impact is greater.
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the CDC Foundation.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Steffen here. Now this comment on what's going on, the reality of the virus, and what I was talking earlier in the program about our having goods available for the Chinese to purchase because they don't like what they're growing themselves, which is pretty interesting. I get a kick out of that. They don't want to eat their own food. They don't want to buy their own stuff. And that's an important lesson for us to learn, I think, or maybe something important for us to know about what's going on there. I was talking about the coronavirus in cows early on. Other animal populations, when you think about emerging diseases, you think about the swine flu from not that long ago. You talk about the bird flu, these viral diseases that are often caused by something very similar to the coronavirus that we now are affected by. The humans are affected by it. But these things have been around for a long, long time. And in recent years, they've created headlines because the news media is all about the business of scaring the hell out of everybody. You know, you all get colds. You all probably had the flu at some point in time. Maybe you were unfortunate enough to have SARS, which was a severe acute respiratory syndrome of about 15 years ago, and MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, that affects both birds and humans. All of these things are around. They're microscopic. You can't see them, but they're there. There's a turkey coronavirus. How many of you knew that? It damages a lot of turkey operations. The most aggressive with terms of turkeys where they are in the young poultry, and so many, there have been many turkey farms gone out of business because if you're growing a lot of them in the same barn, the stuff spreads like wildfire, kills everything. It's in the manure, it's in the air as well. So it's a real problem. I mean, these things, it's like if you listen to the news media, you think, wow, this is the first time this has ever happened. If you're naive enough to be or silly enough to think that that's the case, this stuff is everywhere. These bugs, you know, the people who kid after humans ruin the planet, the bugs will take over. I don't think that's such a facetious way to think about where they are. The planet, you know, for a time could support life among bacteria and things that you can't even see. For the moment, we're trying to deal with what is affecting us, what's affecting our animals, what's affecting our business. And so under the circumstances, you got to keep the areas around where the pigs are, where the poultry is, where the cows are. It needs to be clean. You need to take the same care taking care of your animals, and if you've got you can't do that on these big factory farms because just one pile of crap after another, literally and figuratively, and they don't give a damn anyway about how they take care of the animals, whether they're pregnant or not, what the circumstances the calves are born into. When I was having a lot of calves, we used to shoot antibodies as soon as they dropped to the ground. We were on them, giving them their shots and sticking stuff up their nose that prevented them from getting things like things we can't even pronounce. And I'm not even going to try to pronounce this. Ancella something elitis. But there's, you know, it's just making sure the piglets need to get close to their mothers, as do the calves, so they can get all of the antibody-rich colostrum into their systems. And a lot of people don't even know about that. Why colostrum in the big factory farms take the calves away from the mothers right away? Yeah, they do pump them. They milk the colostrum, they freeze it, and they feed it to the animals. But it's not the same as the sucking mechanism that and the attachment they get to their mothers. Although it's not practical necessarily on these bigger farms, it's something to keep in mind. If we are able to save the family farm, going back to some of these values is important. Puppies are susceptible to some of these viruses. You know, puppies get diarrhea. Chances are, get some kind of, especially on the farm where they stick their nose into everything. They're always nosing around in the poop piles, and they get that stuff. So watch your dogs as well, and cats for various viruses, whether it's the exact coronavirus they were getting or other things. There's a lot of stuff around now. And what is the old expression? Your mother or your grandmother taught you, cleanliness is next to godliness. I think in this circumstance, it certainly is. Clean, clean, clean. Keep the farms clean, the barns clean, the cows clean, the animals clean, and you probably won't have as much problem as maybe those who don't do or focus on that as much as they might. That's the word. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.